Unusually for a midweek late morning, the London Underground District Line train carriage was packed. Jamie and his younger sister Harmony had made this trip numerous times over the past year, but this was the first time they had been forced to stand. It was no great inconvenience. They were only travelling as far as Whitechapel, about 12 stops, and besides, seats would probably free up beyond Victoria. Jamie glanced down at Harmony. She was standing with one foot pressed on top of the other, staring up at the insurance and holiday adverts lining the carriage, singing quietly to herself, but loud enough for her brother to hear. A few weeks ago, she had found her mother's old record collection stored in the attic, and among the albums by earnest Laurel Canyon singer-songwriters from the 70s, she had found a worn and much-loved copy of Nina Simone's I Put a Spell on You. Jamie recognised the song his sister was humming as Feeling Good. He watched her with studied detachment, the same look he had while checking traffic before crossing a busy road, or upon finding a bruise on his leg and not knowing how it got there. Every month, the siblings made the pilgrimage to this part of London so that their father could take them to lunch at a French brasserie close to his office. Never having completely earned their forgiveness for walking out on the family a few years before, it was a routine that had become an uncomfortable experience for all of them. One day it would surely end, to the unspoken relief of all, and from then on, their absentee father would simply revert to being the person who had provided half their genetic code, another ghost from their childhood. The best thing about the visits was the thrill of riding the lift up to the open-plan reception area of the office where their father worked, to gaze out over the City of London from the giddy heights of the 38th floor. At least it was always a thrill for Harmony, who at the age of 12 still had the capacity to find profound magic in such things. If Jamie, with his jaded 16-year-old soul, didn't quite get the same kick out of it, he did at least take pleasure in seeing his little sister's sense of wonder as she pressed her face and hands against the wall of glass and looked down at the straggling and staggering metropolis below. Getting out at Whitechapel, they rode the escalator up to the main entrance hall. Harmony always liked to run up the moving steps and wait for Jamie at the top, while her brother was content to let the steady progress of the telescoping escalator go about its endless task, allowing himself to be momentarily hypnotised by the blurry procession of framed adverts for West End theatre productions. He sometimes allowed himself to fantasise about riding the elevator indefinitely, never needing to get off, staying in this in-between place forever. Jamie smiled at Harmony as they reached ground level and put his arm around her, guiding her towards a stall in the lobby. "Let's get Dad some of those," he said, pointing at some cupcakes. They made the choice together. While Jamie paid and waited for the stallkeeper to box them up, Harmony idled over to an adjacent stall selling cheap jewellery and tourist souvenirs of London. The owner's Alsatian dog was tied up next to the stall, its giant wolf head resting sleepily on its huge furry paws.
"Harmony, you're here again,"
it said in a bored, non-committal tone, barely breaking its reverie. Harmony let her eyes pass over the stall, her gaze coming to rest on something that didn't seem to belong among the rest of the tourist tat. A necklace with a distinctive cobalt blue teardrop charm dangling from it. Jamie came up behind her, holding the box of cupcakes, and followed her gaze. "Like it?" She looked down at the dog, which lifted its head and stared at her with bemused curiosity. She looked up at Jamie and nodded. Jamie gestured to the owner of the stall, and reaching again for the debit card he had replaced in his jacket a moment before, pointed at the necklace. "That one, please."